We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Todd Shields. The president's plan to roll out broadband service to rural communities has hit a snag. The president's pledge to use materials made in America is making it difficult for some companies to get the parts they need to build the infrastructure. So, Todd, what kind of parts are needed, what materials are needed, and why are they so hard to get?
Hi. This is kind of an interesting sort of Washington, maybe self-inflicted problem. Everybody likes Buy America in the abstract, and it's a good idea in many ways to build up domestic capacity. But here in the broadband universe, we have a situation where the fiber optic cable, the glass strands, plenty of that is made domestically. But to turn the glass strands into a data highway from like a dumb piece of glass to a smart piece of glass, you got to put on electronic components. And those are made overseas. So technically, under the Buy America rules, you wouldn't be able to buy the stuff you need to turn your network into a network that actually slings some bytes and bits and data around at high speed. So companies are seeking a waiver, seeking relief from this requirement.
So why aren't those components built here? Too expensive?
Long story. Yeah, manufacturing went offshore to China. Some of the assembly of cable is in Mexico. A lot of it has to do with chips. We may remember from the depths of the chip shortage when people couldn't get automobiles and such. That had to do with international trade and COVID lockdowns overseas and boats not moving. So it's all part of that worldwide the worldwide way that things are made these days. I read one line that said some of these items cross borders when they're being built from raw materials to finished product dozens of times before they become the final thing you stick in your broadband network.
So there's no component shortage, though, if you were to go outside the U.S.?
No, that's not a problem. No, there's plenty of stuff on the market, and the cable companies and chip makers and wireless tower slingers, they all want to be able to go to it when this money is released, which may be sometime late this year, early next.
So what's the likelihood of a waiver?
You know, we're getting mixed signals. The head of the Commerce Department branch that handles this said it would be a very high bar, not impossible, but a very high bar. And sometimes in Washington, that's Washington speak for, we're not going to go there. But then the same little branch of the Commerce Department is going to issue a waiver for one of the smaller broadband programs. We've been talking about a $42 billion program. This waiver would be for a $1 billion program. So it's easier to grant a waiver there. It's a bigger waiver if you go for the $42 billion program that's supposed to help build broadband everywhere. But that's what's at stake now, is how that bigger program will roll out.
So do you think the president might back off the Buy America mandate, or is it something where he can say that and then quietly people apply for waivers?
I think it's going to end up more sounding like the latter, although his critics might say it's the former, right, that he's backed off. But they might say this is a way to tweak the rules to not defeat the purpose of the program, which is to build the networks.
Todd, thanks very much for the reporting and the time. That is Bloomberg News reporter Todd Shields.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.